So, you have a new Marvel series for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we could do one about Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good to me. Which one were you thinking? Thor?
The Hawkeye.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's subjective, right? Because they all kind of are.
Clint Barton, Jeremy Renner, that's the one Hawkeye.
Oh, I thought you were saying hot guy. Okay, this meeting makes a lot more sense now.
Okay, great.
Wow, well, it's going to be cool to finally see him as the lead in a project.
Yeah, you know it, sir. Well, one of them, you know. Definitely top two.
Oh.
Yeah, because technically another main character other than Hawkeye is going to get more screen time than Hawkeye in the Hawkeye show.
That's right. Well, okay then. So who's this other character?
Well, her name's Kate Bishop, and when she was young, she saw Hawkeye jump off a building, so she was like, wow, I want to do that.
Oh, God, that is super dark.
No, like in a superhero way.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So after the Battle of New York, she gets super good at archery and fighting because she wants to be just like Hawkeye.
Very exciting.
And so now she's 22 and her super rich mom, Eleanor, is going to get married to this seemingly sketchy guy, Jack.
Okay.
And then at this big gala, Kate sneaks into this black market auction going on in secret.
What kind of stuff are they auctioning?
Oh, they've got a bunch of crazy stuff. Like Hawkeye's gear from when he was Ronin, you know, when he was killing a bunch of criminals.
Oh, yeah.
And so then this gang called the Tracksuit Mafia busts in to steal this watch, and Kate puts on the Ronin costume and kicks some butt.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
And then one of the tracksuit guys finds the watch, but this dog starts biting his leg out of nowhere.
Just randomly attacks this guy? Why'd he do that?
Because this man's a bad guy and the dog's a good boy.
A very good boy.
And so then Kate's gonna rescue this dog from traffic and then feed him pizza the whole show.
So she rewards the dog with diarrhea.
She does, yeah. That's a lot of cheese for a dog, for sure.
Ugh.
So anyway, since Kate caused a bunch of commotion while wearing the Ronin costume, there's a news report that Ronin is back.
Okay.
So the tracksuit mafia tracks her down.
Oh boy, these guys sound scary.
Yeah, except no, they're basically cartoons.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they just give off this very dumb, wacky, cartoony, violent vibe, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in that Christmas movie he did.
Jingle All the Way.
No, they just make normal walking sounds.
That's, never mind.
And so Clint sees this news report too, so he tracks her down and saves her from the tracksuits, but then confronts her.
How did he find her?
I don't know.
Alright.
So now Clint's gotta tie up all these Ronin loose ends and make it home in time for Christmas.
Oh, it's a Christmas show.
Kinda.
That'll be very good for marketing.
For sure.
So what kind of stuff are they gonna get into?
Well, they're gonna get involved with this group of LARPers, kind of become friends with them, call in a couple favors.
What kind of favors?
Like, you know, making some costumes, tampering with police evidence, risking their jobs and lives.
Oh my God.
And they're also gonna have to go up against this crime lady, Maya, who like leads the tracksuit mafia.
And what's her deal?
Well, she's mad at Hawkeye because he killed her dad while he was Ronin.
Oh yeah, understandable.
Yeah, and she's got this number two guy with her, and this guy is not Kit Harrington.
Okay.
It's not him. It's a totally different guy.
Kind of weird to specify, but yeah, all right.
And we're going to keep teasing that Maya works for someone mysterious.
Oh.
Ralph Boner?
Nope.
Okay. So eventually there's going to be this big fight scene between Clint and Kate and Maya and Yelena. She's from the Black Widow movie.
She sure is, sir.
Well, it's going to be hard for Kate and Clint to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's going to be super easy.
Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after a certain amount of fighting, they both just kind of, they just run away.
Why? Oh, the episode's over, sir.
Oh, okay. And so Clint tells Kate, you know, you got to go home. This is too dangerous now. There's a Black Widow assassin after me.
Wow, yeah. I guess he doesn't want to put her in danger.
Exactly. So he goes to sleep on the couch of a LARPer guy he knows.
So it's okay to put that guy in danger?
It is, yeah.
Got it.
So eventually Clint is gonna explain the situation to Maya, so she's gonna stop trying to kill him.
What's the explanation?
Well, he was kind of being manipulated by her boss while he was just mad with rage.
Okay, he was just following orders.
Well, let's for sure not phrase it that way, but yeah.
Yeah, good call.
So anyway, then we're gonna reveal that Kate's mom is actually the one who hired Yelena, and she's working for Kingpin. He's from that streaming show with the completely different vibe.
He sure is, sir. And he's the mysterious guy that Maya is working for, too.
Amazing. So in the final episode, there's gonna be a bunch of crazy action going on around Rockefeller Center.
What kind of action?
Oh, well, like Clint gets stuck up in the giant Christmas tree, so Kate knocks it over to get him to the ground.
That seems like it could have easily killed him.
Yeah, but it doesn't, because he's one of the main characters.
Right.
And then they're gonna use a bunch of trick arrows to fight a bunch of cartoon characters.
Very wacky.
Extremely, sir. And they're gonna use a Pym arrow to turn this truckload of bad guys tiny, and then an owl is gonna fly away with them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, pretty funny, right?
I feel like that's one of the most horrifying things that's ever happened in the MCU.
But But, like, also funny, though.
That owl is gonna eat those guys.
Kind of a cute moment, though.
That owl is gonna pick apart their flesh with its little beak.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, what a horrible way to die. Oh, I'm gonna have nightmares.
Okay, yeah, maybe let's not think about that one too much, then.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. That gets dark very quick. Ignoring gruesome owl-related deaths is tight. Anyway, so then Kate's gonna go up against Kingpin and somehow not explode when he hits her.
Very resilient.
And Kate's mom is gonna sneak up on Kingpin in a car going 70 miles an hour.
How'd she manage to sneak up on him in a car?
By being off screen until suddenly she isn't.
All right.
And then also Yelena wants to kill Clint because she thinks he's responsible for Natasha's death.
Yeah, so what's Clint gonna do?
Explain that situation as well.
A lot of communication-related conflict going on.
Oh yeah, a ton. People should talk more, you know?
They should, yeah.
Hey, shouldn't there be a bunch of police around? Like the Rockefeller Christmas tree fell down, people are fighting, cars are crashing.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, so then one cop does show up and he arrests Kate's mom because she murdered a guy in the first episode.
Oh, and does the cop also arrest Kate for knocking down the Rockefeller Christmas tree?
He doesn't, no.
Huh. Might be considered terrorism.
So then Kate goes home with Clint for Christmas and they have this nice moment where they absolutely ruin his barbecue together.
What?
Oh, and also Maya's gonna shoot Kingpin.
Oh.
But it happens off screen, you know, and if you don't see a character die, then, you know, maybe they're not dead.
That's true, right.
And, you know, if you do see them die, maybe that was just a Skrull and the real one's still alive.
Right.
And, you know, if it wasn't a Skrull, maybe it was a version from another universe and the real one's still alive.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if they weren't from another universe, maybe the characters can get more Pym particles and time travel and save them from dying.
Wow. Wow, we can really reverse any single thing that happens in these projects, can't we?
Oh yeah, at any time, in many ways.
Kinda lowers the impact of any single dramatic thing that happens in this ever-expanding universe of ours. Like, what are the stakes if everything can be so easily retconned?
Would it make you feel better if we made another spin-off show? That could make money.
Oh, I love spin-off shows and money. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, great.
Hey everybody, Ryan here. That's me. Thanks for watching the video.
And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature.
You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for.
There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want.
As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.